I'm Pastor Dave Barber from River Valley Church, and we're doing a new thing. We're doing a podcast. Our goal is to tell people's story, to let you hear how people have been redeemed by God, and then to talk about how we live sent after that. When we come to faith in Christ, you know, what does it mean then to live for Jesus and to live as if we have been sent into this world? So we're going to do that. My guest today is Liz Schmick. And we met Liz a while back at the old church building, actually. Mm. What I know about Liz is that she has been amazingly changed by God. And so I am so excited that you're here today. And I'm just going to start asking some questions and we'll just jump into your story, okay?
All right.
So you are a citizen, a U.S. citizen, because you were born in Beaver Dam. Okay.
Yes.
But your family's from Mexico, right?
Mexico. Mm-hmm.
So tell me about growing up and back and forth. Where were you when?
So like I said, I was born in Beaver Dam, but then days old, my family's like, well, actually, we're going to raise you kind of in Mexico. So they took me to Matamoros, Tamaulipas is what the city is called. And there I was raised until I was like six. And then Spanish was my first language. Mm-hmm. And so I came to the States in Texas, and then I, it was just like a back and forth.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
A lot of back and forth. So
yeah. Wisconsin, Texas. Yeah.
Yep. And your mom got deported. So there was a time when you got separated.
Yeah. She
which hasn't resolved yet. Mm-mm. And then you kind of live with your dad mostly?
Yes. I lived with my dad until I was like, maybe like eight or 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So growing up, as you think about back to who you were, you said you had some hard things happen in life. And so what were you like? What was Liz like in those days?
I was very, very introverted, very shy, could not make eye contact like I'm making now. Yeah. Like it was just completely just Liz in a little shell. That's how I was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I don't know that person. I've never met her.
I know. So. That's so crazy.
So you were in Texas and then you came up to the area up here.
Yes.
I think we kind of catch up with your story somewhere. You're a mail carrier here in Oshkosh, right?
Yes. So with all of that growing up and just like so much sadness of what had happened in the past, I was just very sad, very, you know, secluded. So I came to Oshkosh because I had met my husband, my then boyfriend, which is not my husband, I am, and I began to work for the USPS.
USPS. I know. Which took me forever to figure out UPS versus USPS.
Yeah, I was trying not to say UPS.
And trying to figure out which one's which.
Yeah, USPS.
So you were a mail delivery person. You carried a bag around with all the letters and so forth.
Yes.
And you were describing your life in those days. You said you were sad. There was kind of a sadness in your life.
Yes. There was a lot of sadness, emptiness, void, like whatever word you kept. Like you like saying your sermons, that was me. Mm. And so I think that's what resonated and got me the first time I came here. So.
And you were kind of in the scene like lots of people are.
You
went to bars on the weekends.
Yep.
That's what you did.
Drinking every other weekend, not thinking of really what I was doing, relationships, just going out, doing whatever, drinking. All the time.
But there came a day when you were like on a morning, you were at one of those bars, I guess.
Yes. So that was my lowest point. And I realized like just sitting there, it was like a Saturday day and my friend had left and I was just kind of sitting like, what is the purpose of life? Yeah. What is it? Just because there was so much, trauma and sadness. I'm like, what is it? And so in not saying it out loud, because then I'd look like a complete weirdo, just, talking to myself, talking in my head. I was like, if there is anyone listening, if there's anything, that's out there that can hear me, basically show yourself.
Yeah. So you didn't have much background in God and faith or the Bible at all.
You were still
looking for whatever.
Did not. So. Yeah. I went to church a couple of times for all the wrong reasons, just for like the Oreo cookies as a child.
Yeah.
But like
yeah.
there was, I didn't grow up in a church. I didn't grow up in a Christ-oriented home.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So
you were delivering mail on a specific day and it was a heavy mail day. So you had lots to do.
Yep. It was
a
Monday.
So describe what you do normally. So
yeah, it was a Monday. So like from, it's 2 days worth of mail. So it's very heavy for the mailman. So please be nice to them. They're crabby on Mondays. But yeah, so then I was just so much mail in my hands that I had literally physically could not reach my phone to change it. Cause like I said, I was very into like crime thriller podcast or whatever. And the whole episode I had listened to, it was ended. So it switched to something else, completely different genre. So like I said, I had so much in my hands, so little time. And I was like, hey, what the heck? Like, I'm just going to leave it to whatever it's going to play. And I was just listening as I was trying to deliver this like specific route. And it just kind of caught me off guard. Like, it just, because she was talking about, it was this lady's testimony, but she was describing her life, her testimony, but basically describing mine at the same time. And I was like, no one can relate to what I've gone through. So it's just, it just caught me off guard.
Yeah, that's
little, yeah. And I, so, yeah.
So your podcast randomly went from the detective things to a testimony from somebody else.
Different
so
genre.
That sounds like it might have been not random. Maybe God had something to do with that. So so you listened to it. So what happened then?
I listened to it and I stopped dead in my tracks. I, like I said, I was so busy. I could not stop, but that's how surprised I was. And I was like, what is going on? Like, what is this? Like, who is this? What is she talking about? And she kept mentioning Jesus. Like I said, I didn't grow up in a home who was Christ Center. I didn't grow up in a church, you know, nothing, no background of that. And I was like, Jesus, you know, I remember like now thinking now all the counterfeit live like waters that I had tried. So I was like, okay, well, God, Jesus, whoever you are. And I was like, if you can hear me, show yourself. And then I remember later in the testimony when I took my break, because I had to take a break, I listened more to her testimony. She's like, okay, if you would like to give your surrender your life to the Lord. And then she said like the sinner's prayer. And so I said it and I'm like, okay, you know, I was like, all right. I felt like something, but I can't describe it. It was like a little ting. And, at the same time, it was, at the same time, I had these like really horrible thoughts that never like plagued me before. It was just, and I know it wasn't from the Lord. It was just like, oh, you'll never get out where you are. You'll always stay where you are. Like, it's just, ugh.
So you think that at that point, as soon as you put your trust in Christ, that Satan started he did the enemy thing and started to say, hey,
just like a big
I'm
red target.
Pull you away.
Because I'm not running with the current. I was running against the current from that moment.
Slowing down. And that. So what are the things he did? What kind of things happened that week that?
So a few days later, I feel like I was going a little crazy. To be honest, I could not eat. I could not sleep from what I can recall. And I was just like, what is going on? God was not leaving my mind. So I told my husband, my then boyfriend, I was like, hey, Jared, I cannot get God out of my head. And I hadn't, you know, been raised or anything like that. So I'm like, I don't know what's going on. Did not know that I had the Holy Spirit in me. And he was like, just leading me to great paths. And I did not know. And so, he's like, well, what do you mean? I said, I don't know. I can't explain it. I couldn't explain it to him. So he's like, well, it sounds like you want to go to church. And
Jared didn't go to church at that time.
No, okay, no. So it was just really sweet that like, even at that time, he's like, kind of like led me to. So then he's like, well, my mom and I went to River Valley and she really liked it. But unfortunately she moved further away, like close to Fondy. So now she goes over there, but she's like, she really liked it. Like maybe we should go there. Maybe we should try it out. And I said, I don't think I've ever went to church. Now that I think about it, like when I was little, I didn't really know what was what, but so I was like, could you come with me? I'm shy. I'm scared. He's like, yeah, I'll go with you. And so we went to there, not that Sunday, but the following Sunday. But throughout that week, the enemy tried his hardest. But you know what? Nothing's ever, our God is big. No, no. Because that following week, there was this really sweet lady named Abigail. And she, like I said, I didn't know any better. I was completely new and I didn't know it. It was like, did not know nothing and nothing. And there was nothing wrong with this lady. She was so sweet. Her name was Abigail. And she was from the
Church of Jesus Christ and Latter-day Saints, yes. I think is what you yes. said. Yeah.
And she was like, hey, like, I would love to get together. Like, she just like kind of kept texting me and I was going to say yes. But then there was something in me that was like, no, don't go. So I was like, okay, well, maybe I shouldn't go.
No. So you didn't know, but the Holy Spirit's already speaking to you and making things clear.
Yes. And so like, you know, and I was like, okay, well, I won't go then. And so then I think it was by like Wednesday or Thursday, we had had the newspaper or something. I don't know. And I had picked it up from the front of the porch. And I love looking at newspapers. I don't know why. Yeah. I just love the reading.
I do too. There are a few of us left.
Yes. Not many, but I do enjoy it. So I was looking through the newspaper and I saw this like 50% off on like be able to read your palm tarot cards or something like that had just opened up. And I was like, not knowing that, you know, that wasn't of the Lord. I was like calling, or I don't know who had texted my friend Kayla, and I was like, hey, we should do this or whatever, you know, because at that time being blinded, you know, I did not know what was what. And so I was like, well, let's do it, Kayla. And my friend Kayla said, yeah, let's do it. But that same day, or it was the next day, I don't know which one of the day, my car broke down. So I could not. I literally could not. And then the second time, there was a big bill that came through my account. And then I could not do it again. I couldn't go. Yeah. And then the third time, I completely just lost the coupon. Yeah. And I was looking for it everywhere. Yeah. And I was like, what happened? Like, I just had it. And like, I'm a very, if I put it somewhere specifically, it'll be there. Like, I don't just throw things anywhere. So
you were gone. So God was already protecting you.
Yes.
And putting you in the right stream. Yes. And so you came to River Valley. I remember you getting baptized. That's what I think I remember. But I don't know how long. How long was it from then until you got baptized?
Honestly, I don't really know. It was just something that I wanted to do because, like I said, like once I came that Sunday, that following Sunday, just everybody gave me the right amount of like hellos, right amount of eye contact. Yeah. And I just kind of came and I listened. And it's like you were completely just talking to me.
Yeah.
And so I remember we were just singing, I think it was Oh Come to the Altar or something. And I've never cried like that before. Never cried like that. It was just like my soul was for the first time crying out to the Lord. And I did not know what that was. Yeah. And so then later, I don't know how long it was till I got baptized, but it was a few. It got leading to that. Yeah. There was more things to play leading to.
Yeah. That. What were the changes that you saw that God did in your life?
Conviction. Mm-hmm. And like at that time it not feel good, but now knowing conviction is good because it leads you to the cross. Mm. So I just a lot of conviction. So at that time I was living with my husband, and we were living together, and like no one said anything to me. Basically, it was like it's not good for us to live together. Mm. And at that time, when I came here to River Valley, I got into some life groups, and it was good. The life groups were good. They taught me so much, like friendship, accountability. Mm. I did not have godly friends at that time, and the Lord. I didn't like audibly hear him, but I knew that he was like, Liz, you have to let them go. Mm-hmm. And I did. And then I met my friends here who love the Lord. And now they're basically like sisters and brothers to me.
Yeah.
And at that time, like I said, I was, living with my, then husband. And then, so
he wasn't your husband yet. That's
no,
what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Sorry. I get confused. And, so then I asked my friend like, hey, like, can I live with you? You know what I mean? Cause we weren't like married at that time. And so that was one of the things. Yeah. And I remember,
and they let you,
they let me. So I lived with them, and it was something I wanted to go back, but I remember like the Holy Spirit was telling me like, do you really want to start, this relationship in disobedience? Mm. And so I was like, you're right. And then I just took all my stuff and my roommate with
and God still let you marry the same guy.
Yes. So yes,
he was good. So yeah, that's good. Well, listen, I know that when you came to faith in Christ and then you you just started following him, that's you did. You took really steps to do that. I also know that you love telling people about Jesus. That's one of the things you do these days. So one of the changes God's made in you is that you're not the shy little girl who couldn't make eye contact, right?
No, yeah.
So I see you now. You're greeting here a lot of times on Sunday mornings and so forth. So, but you also have a heart for people who don't know Jesus. So one of the days, one of the things you came up with was you were thinking about people who walk by your apartment at the pub crawl when they're going from bar to bar, which you certainly have done before in your life. And what happened? What led you to do that? And what did you do?
So it was the spring of pub crawl here in Oshkosh. And I was just sitting in my living room in my couch. And I always like to leave the window open. We have this big front window for my cat, Benny. Shout out to him. I love you. he was just sitting by the windowsill, and all of a sudden I just hear this like ruckus. And I was like, what's going on? You know? And I'm turning around and I'm looking, and it's a bunch of like kids, and I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, woo, happy pub crawl. And I'm like, what is going on? Like pub crawl, what? And so I looked it up, and then I was like, oh. And so I was just sitting there, and I was like, oh Lord, like, looking at now, I just kind of laughed with him. I was like, look how far you've taken me, because I used to be like one of them, not necessarily in, like joining in the pub crawl, but like just in that bar scene, that drinking scene. And I'm like, Lord, like how completely like you just have grasped me, like just with your immense love. And I was like, just thanking him. And then I was talking to him, and I'm like, but Lord, like they're passing right through my sidewalk. Like how cool would it be? Right. That if I could, you know, set up at least something or bake some cookies, or even if like it's not even, you know, sharing the gospel yet, like even handing out tracts or something, you know, something that resonate them with them. And so I was just like, wouldn't that be an idea? And so I was like talking to him more about it. I'm like, is this something you want me to do? And so I was like, OK, I'm just going to like keep praying to see if, you know, confirmation, if this is something that you would like me to do. So I was praying about it, because there was months after that, because there was another one. There's two, one in the spring, one in the fall. So by the fall, I had like a couple months later, so maybe had confirmation.
Yeah.
To if that's something that you want me to do.
Yep. And then you just did that. You had some other people too, or did you do it more than once? I don't know. Maybe you've done it a couple times now.
Yeah, it's a couple of times now. So then I got confirmation from him. And so then we set up, I grabbed a bunch of my friends, and I was like, hey guys, how cool would it be? Because I like sat there and I counted, Dave. I was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I had counted more than 200.
Yeah.
200. And I was like, 200 that we can talk.
Yeah.
And like, you know what I mean? That we look just like them, you know, that we could start conversation and, you know, talk to them about the Lord. Like, how cool would it be? And they just kind of looked at me like, let's do it. And
sure,
I was like, sure.
Okay.
So I was like, yeah,
well, guys.
Good like,
friends.
Yes, yes. And they're like, well, you know what I mean? And I was like, you know, I've been praying about it. I haven't gotten a no. Like, what do you think? And then it's just, I love them. I love them all. Basically, like, they are all my brothers and sisters in Christ, but like, they're actually all my brothers and sisters. I love them all. And they were like, you know what? I can get the table. Mm. I can get the water. Cause, you know, they were drinking. We were handing out water bottles as well. And the other one's like, I can get some sodas. I can get some snacks. I had these booklets from like all different kinds of topics that they would relate to, you know, being in college, maybe anxiety, maybe depression, maybe suicidal thoughts, maybe scientific facts in the Bible, like different things that each person might, you know, be related to in topic to get. And I got from this, what was it? It was like Living Waters podcast, I think it's called. Ray Comfort.
Yeah.
So I got a lot of his materials. I like him a lot. And so and how he shares the word like boldly in truth and grace. Mm. And so I got a lot of his material just like in different varieties. And we just put it on a table, and we just got a bunch of our friends and we just prayed. And we got some water bottles, and then my husband's like, I can make the cookies. He's a great baker, by the way.
Nice.
So he made the cookies, and I put a free cookie sign, because what do college kids love more?
Right.
Free food.
Right.
So we just put free cookies, and one by one, they started coming like, hey, why are you guys, giving these cookies away? I'm like, great, you ask. Like, you know what I mean? So
you do love sharing Christ, don't you?
Yeah.
It seems like it's almost a natural part of who you are now. So
I thank God for that gift.
Yeah,
yes.
He has really done that to you. Any of your family come to faith in Christ? I don't know your story that way or not.
No, I only have one aunt, and she lives in Donna, Texas.
Okay.
And she has been a believer maybe for 20-something years.
Okay.
So
you get to share faith with her.
Yes, yes. I just got done visiting her a couple months ago, and it was just so nice,
yeah,
you know, just to have family
nice
who
to
loves
who
the
knows.
Lord and just be able to worship in the house.
Yeah.
And just,
yeah.
It was nice.
Oh, well, so Liz, I just want to tell you thanks. It's been so nice to have some time to talk to you, and I love your faith. It's real. It's genuine. I think about the fact that, you know, God just pursues us. He pursued you.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sure he's the one that switched the genre from detectives to someone's testimony. And I'm really grateful that he did, because it's great to have you around and just sharing Christ with you. So I'm going to wrap up our podcast. We'll see you again another day.